Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried, and I'm here with my co-host Frank Santopadre, and this is Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions with the late Raybone.
I just did an actual spit take. Wow.
I'm speaking to you from beyond the grave.
I'm Danny Thomas. Paul, people write in and they're inquiring about your health.
Yeah, well, did you notice that Michael Weber was here? I walked in the door. The first thing he said was, "How are you feeling?"
Yeah. And?
And I told him, Mets are Mets.
You're not an anti-vaxxer, are you?
No.
Okay, good. How are you, Gil?
There's a Jew football hero, so I'm happy.
Julian Edelman.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't watch football. I don't know what he did, but I guess he's good.
There have been some great Jewish athletes.
Yeah. Oh, well, Sandy Koufax.
Sure. Sure. Hank Greenberg.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Yeah, there's two.
Okay. There you go.
There's two.
Do
converts count? Like,
yeah,
Rod Carew?
No. Whatchamacallit played him. Ah, fuck.
Mark Spitz was Jewish, I think.
Oh, Mark Spitz was Jew.
Yeah, he's a Jew.
Was a Jew. And the fighter, of course, Max...
Max Baer.
Max Baer.
Right, that's right.
And?
He wore Star David on his trunks.
Oh, yeah.
Max Baer, as I recall.
Oh, yeah.
Played by our friend Craig Bierko in the movie Cinderella Man. But that's neither here nor there. We're going to do music. We're going to do Musicians in Memoriam because we ran out of time.
Oh, okay.
We were doing our 2018 deaths, as I recall. Right, Paulie?
That's right.
And
did any of these musicians work on the Wolfman?
Yeah, Franz Waxman died.
Yeah.
Died in 1960.
S.J. Salter.
We did character actors. Our friend Mike Weber was here. We did character actors. We did actors. We did directors. We did writers. But we ran out of time. We did not do musicians. So we thought we'd have Paulie in to do that because he knows an awful lot about music. Don't you, Paul?
I certainly do.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
So... Paul did a little research, Gil.
Ooh.
Yeah, you're going to be knocked out of your socks.
Took me 2 weeks, but I got it done.
Let's start with someone Gilbert knows.
Okay.
Vic Damone.
Wow.
Vic Damone.
Yep.
Oh, him with his rock and roll music.
Vic Damone passed at the age of 89. He made his debut, you'll love this, Gil, at 17 on Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts.
The biggest Jew hater ever in show business.
Do you get tired of people saying Gilbert Godfrey?
Oh, yes, yeah. I see that a lot.
Yeah.
They write down Godfrey.
Yeah. It's disturbing.
Yeah.
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 They've heard of Arthur Godfrey, and yet they don't know who he is.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's disturbing. Paul?
So this is another one of the great classic turn down a role.
Vito.
Stories.
Rocco Farinola.
Yeah.
Vic Damone's real name, Gilbert. One of mine, as I like to say.
In 1972, he was offered a role in an obscure movie. I think it was called The Godfather.
Yes, indeed.
Oh.
He turned down Johnny Fontaine.
Johnny Fontaine.
Oh, jeez.
And who played the, who took the part?
Well, Al Martino.
Al Martino.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. That's painful.
When I first saw Vic Damone, I thought, I couldn't remember the two of them, who it was.
Sinatra said he had the best pipes in the business, Vic Damone. Can you name one Vic Damone song, Gilbert?
I'm waiting for one to flash up on the screen.
How about On the Street Where You Live, My Fair Lady?
That was his?
No, he did a very popular cover of that. He had a tumultuous personal life. I don't know if you found that, Paul. Many hits, appeared in musicals. He hosted two variety shows. He was once dangled out a window by a mob boss.
Excellent.
There you go. There's one for Gilbert.
He had a great fear of provoking Sinatra.
Yeah, well, who didn't?
Who didn't? Who didn't?
In the still of the night.
There you go. Some Vic Damone. Nice, Frankie. Very smooth. He had good pipes. Frankie was right.
When he was on the Arthur Godfrey show, he met Milton Berle.
Uh-huh.
It's a shame he's not around for us to ask him about.
Where's this going?
This is going to Milton Berle. Yeah, where does it always go?
Yeah.
He
anyway,
made
Milton Berle got him gigs at a couple of nightclubs and was instrumental in getting him started.
He lasted a long time, Vic Damone. Yeah. He was one of those, is he still alive kind of guys?
Yeah.
Crooners last a long time. Tony Bennett's still kicking around.
So did Vic Damone ever say ever describe Milton Berle's cock?
Well, that's...
Only in song.
Only in song. On the street where you live, if you read between the lines.
Yeah, it's the tree line street. He recorded 2,000 recordings.
Oh, my God.
In his career, which is pretty impressive.
And the programs he was on, he's another one of these guys with 1,000 credits.
Yeah, he did a lot.
What's My Line, Jackie Gleason, Steve Allen, Perry Como.
Real old school showbiz.
All that stuff.
Here's another name that people will not necessarily know. Bob Durow, or Bob Durow, D-O-R-O-U-G-H. Do you know who that is, Gilbert?
No.
He was a jazz man. He worked with Sugar Ray Robinson. He worked with Lenny Bruce. He worked with all kinds of interesting people.
Miles.
Yes.
Miles Davis.
Yes, Miles Davis, too. But he is best known for writing and directing episodes of Schoolhouse Rock.
Wow.
Do you remember Schoolhouse Rock?
Yes.
3 is a magic number.
Yeah.
Right. Written by Bob Durow. How did you do that, Frank, so fast? Do we even know if this is one of his compositions? I don't think so.
Yep, this is a whole page of the Bob Durow classics.
Oh, it is! Right. I stand corrected. Shame on me. To reach new
heights if we're all created. The lesser known one. That's us
too. Nice work. I think one of the more famous ones, Gilbert, is Conjunction Junction, What's Your Function?
Oh!
Do you know that one?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Here, we'll listen to a little of it.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases.
That's
and
Jack
functions.
Sheldon singing.
Oh, Merv, yes.
Merv's old bandleader.
Oh, my God. He used to do all of those, like,
yep.
Educational.
This is what we're... This is them. Yeah. My Hero Zero was another one. Lolly, lolly, lolly. Get your
yes.
adverbs here. It's the work of Bob Durow. So he had a whole second life.
My daughter's teachers now still play these.
Are they still in circulation, these
well,
things?
The,
wow.
The teachers that are older remember them and play them. And my daughter uses 3 as a magic number to remember her 3s all the time.
Pretty cool.
Like in her head, she does it.
How about your kids, Paulie?
No.
They were Schoolhouse Rock kids?
Mine were too old and too young.
Dara, do your kids know Schoolhouse Rock? Did you turn them on to this?
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really.
They just go to Gilbert for help and they get everything they need?
Yeah. No, they learn their ABCs from the Three Stooges.
Ah, those are your kids, Gil.
Yeah.
So he had a whole second career and influenced a lot of children. Bob Durow. Let's move on to somebody Gilbert knows well. Knows his work. Roy Clark.
Yes.
From Hee Haw.
Yes, and he even popped up on that episode of The Odd Couple.
You are good. Playing Wild Willie Boggs.
Yes.
Yes. Country music ambassador and Country Music Hall of Famer, Roy Clark. Played the banjo, played the guitar, played the mandolin. A great talent. Co-host of Hee Haw, of course. An iconic show. What do you got on him, Mr. Rayburn?
Now, can you tell me if this is right, because this sounds flaky. Beverly Hillbillies. He played businessman Roy Halsey and Halsey's mother. Is that possible?
Wow.
I
that's good research. That's good research. I'm going to hope that's true.
He had a... He had a big hit with Yesterday When I Was Young.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is going to come back again before
it comes back. That's interesting. I just realized that 2 of the people we're eulogizing hit with the same song.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah, that Odd Couple episode is a great one.
Yes, because I remember he sings Yesterday When I Was Young on the couch with Jack Klugman listening to it.
Yep, that's right. Toward the Soviet Union. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Roy Clark.
Yeah.
Country star.
And guest, did you already say this? Guest hosted for Johnny Carson.
I didn't know he did
on
that.
On many occasions.
That's good stuff.
He was a regular.
All right. He was a regular?
Well, as he was your, needed, no, he was regular.
Oh, I thought you said he was irregular. not a lot of bran at the Grand Ole Opry. This is good information. Died at 85, Roy Clark. Yeah. You a fan of country music, Gilbert?
Oh, big. Yeah.
Growing up in Coney Island, that would figure, you know?
Hey, you know what country song I like?
Tell me.
And I always forget this guy's name, And I don't know if this one was even a hit.
Okay.
I think I have it. I think I know exactly what Gilbert's
You're reading
say.
His mind?
Yep.
That's not it.
I thought for sure this was it.
Hello there. Hello there.
Marty Allen was not in the Grand Ole Opry.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was that song?
Good guess, though. How'd it go?
Oh, wait, hold it. I'm trying to... You talk amongst yourself.
Male singer? Female?
Yes. And he was in a nut house in the song. And he goes, Wait, let me try to remember this. Fuck.
It's only a half-hour show.
Yes, I know. Oh.
Well, it's a country song?
Yeah, we'll come back to it. Yes. As Gilbert stars in his own version of A Beautiful Mind. We'll come back to this.
The password is...
Yes.
Oh!
The Ed Harris character's not real, Gilbert.
Well, everybody in this place is looking very strange. If you hand me a paper, I'll be glad to take your name. In case I run into the guy you knew, I don't remember loving you.
Ooh, that's good. Is that Marty?
I don't remember loving you.
Paul, what do you got? Is that Marty Robbins?
I don't know. Recall the things you say you put me through. You say you walked out on me and...
Our listeners in Nashville are screaming at their devices.
Yeah. Both of them, yeah.
Yeah, both of them. We'll come back to that.
You tell me that I quit my job and drank myself insane. Well, that don't sound like something I would do. I don't remember loving you.
So the first name that pops up is John Conley.
I think that's it.
I think he was shot in the motorcade with JFK, John Connolly. Yeah, he was shot in the knee and the rib.
On the B-side is a song by Jack Ruby.
I didn't realize that.
It's a dance number called Back and to the Left.
Wow.
You know what? Here you go, though. It was written by two people, Bobby Braddock, I don't know, but Harlan Howard, who is a great country songwriter.
Look at this.
Hit after hit after hit.
Gilbert, you're a savant.
Wow.
Let's move on.
Well, I'm an idiot.
Why should we move on? We're doing so well.
Well, we got only 20 minutes to go, and I want to get through these names. Speaking of yesterday when I was young, Paul.
Yes.
You know who I'm thinking of.
I know
who also passed this year.
The French Frank Sinatra.
Yes. And who would that be?
Charles Aznavour.
Charles Aznavour died, Gilbert.
Okay.
Yes. Legendary French vocalist.
He has written, again, I don't know, do you trust the internet? He has written 1,300 songs.
It's incredible.
It's amazing.
What's an output?
Sung in 8 languages, including Yiddish,
yeah.
Actually.
Career spanning 80 years.
Yeah.
There's a little Charles Aznavour right now. Just happened to pop up.
I mourir pour toi.
There you go.
À l'instant où ta main me frôle.
I cut this out of the back of an Alphabets box when I was a kid. This 45.
Now there's another connection here.
Hit me.
One of his inspirations was Edith Piaf.
Yes, of course.
Another was Maurice Chevalier, who was also an inspiration to the Marx Brothers in movie business,
yes.
So to speak.
Verta Rosa, can you find Charles Aznavour singing in Yiddish?
If you can, you're a genius.
Let me see.
His version of She, which Elvis Costello covered, is beautiful. A heartbreaker. Sang in many different languages. And Gilly was only 5'3".
Wow.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah.
I could have stole his milk money.
So we were...
You could have. You could have. Career spanning 80 years. Here you go, Gil. Here is Charles Aznavour singing My Yiddish Mama.
Ooh!
Gilbert's excited.
Yeah, I am.
La Yiddish mama, tendre force de la nature. La Yiddish mama,
beautiful.
C'est de l'amour à l'état pur.
It's beautiful. Didn't we play Tom Jones singing
Tom
that on a
Jones
previous?
Tom Jones did a version of.
And we had Dom Keane.
Billy Holiday.
That's right.
Did a version of my Yiddish Mama.
It's beautiful.
But Charles Aznavour, when I get home, I want to devote the entire show to him singing Yiddish Mama.
Also acted in films like Truffaut's Shoot the Piano Player. He had a big career.
He was. We were talking recently about
a giant.
Bob Dylan on another show.
Yeah.
The Larry Charles Show. Bob Dylan said at one point he saw Charles Aznavour at Carnegie Hall in 60-something, and he said, Aznavour blew my brains out.
How about that?
Typical Bob Dylan.
Getting back to Kennedy again.
Yeah.
Here's another name that you might not know, Gil, but you'll know the songs. Does the name Ray Sawyer mean anything to you?
Not offhand.
Ray Sawyer had an eye patch and a cowboy hat. He was the lead singer of Dr. Hook.
Oh!
And the Medicine Show.
Oh, okay.
Do we know anything about Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show? Sylvia's Mother?
I bet.
You know that song?
Oh, wasn't that Shel Silverstein?
No, I think Shel Silverstein wrote their big hit, which was the cover of the Rolling Stone.
I was going to say, I bet
but
Gilbert
knows
that.
But didn't he also write, I think he wrote.
He may have written Sylvia's Mother, too.
I think he wrote Sylvia's Mother.
What do you think?
Let's see what we can find.
What do you got there, Frankie? You got Sylvia's Mother? That ain't Sylvia's Mother.
Sylvia's mother says, thank you for calling.
Yes. It's a song that references a payphone.
Yes.
Yes.
And the operator says 20 cents more.
Automatically dates
for the
itself.
Next 3 minutes.
You guys all know this song.
Dr. Hook and the Medicine
Here
Show.
He is. There's Ray Sawyer. I think Shel may have written this one too. Gilbert may be onto something. Here's Sylvia's mother.
Shel Silverstein lyrics.
Look at that, Gilbert.
Yeah.
Sylvia's mother said Sylvia's busy.
Distinct voice for rock and roll.
To the ball. I thought it was Adam Sandler.
Sylvia's mother said Sylvia's trying to start a new life of her own.
It's the group's first hit song.
That's right.
72.
Shel Silverstein was the best thing that happened to them.
Yes.
Yeah.
So why don't you leave her?
They had later hits. They had When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah. Sharing the Night Together.
Sharing the Night Together. But they were at their biggest in the 70s.
They had one called Only 16, which I guess wouldn't fly too well right now.
Only 16. I think that was a cover. I think that's a Sam Cooke cover. My favorite is the cover of the Rolling Stone, a wonderful, funny lyric by Shel Silverstein. Anyway, Ray Sawyer died, Gilbert. Dennis Edwards, the lead singer of The Temptations.
Oh, wow.
Ball of Confusion and Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
Passed away. These are the hits of your childhood.
Yes.
Yes.
I always get it confused. Like, who is alive now of The Temptations? Eddie is still alive.
Eddie Kendricks?
Yeah.
He's gone.
He's gone?
I think Eddie Kendricks died a few years ago.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how many of The Temptations are still around. I think many of the big guys are gone. Jeff Emmerich. Paul, there's a name you know.
There we go.
Somebody we thought about for this podcast. He was a friend of your friend Bill Porcelli's.
Yeah.
Our friend Bill Porcelli's. They were close. Bill Porcelli, by the way, to our non-enlightened listeners, is the man who introduced Dara and Gilbert, or is the man who is responsible.
Yes,
for you, meaning your wife.
I don't like to talk about him.
Gilbert has a blind spot. We love Bill. Bill worked for Paul McCartney for many, many years.
We don't talk about him on this show.
Jeff Emmerich, Bill's friend, was nothing short of the engineer on Revolver, on Sgt. Pepper, on Abbey Road.
Ooh.
He's a giant.
And he Gilbert started show business at age 15, right?
Yes.
He started at Abbey Road with the Beatles at 16.
Love it.
Oh. Amazing enough, and won a Grammy for Sgt. Pepper's. And after the Beatles broke up, he engineered for Paul McCartney, Elvis Costello,
Cheap Trick, Kate Bush, many other people. Worked with the Zombies. He had a lot of stories. He wrote a memoir called Here, There, and Everywhere, My Life Recording the Beatles, which is a great book, which I recommend to anybody who's a Beatlephile. But he was somebody we thought about for the show, and for whatever reason, we didn't get to him in time, and he passed away. And,
well, I think
suddenly.
I said, what's the rush?
I think Frank said, you know who should get on the show?
Yeah.
And that's the kiss,
that's the kiss of death again?
Yeah.
I'm not saying anybody anymore. He famously quit during the White Album sessions, walked out. during one of their famous battles.
Oh, wow.
It's all in the book. I'm sure he would have had very, very interesting stories to tell. And we haven't had a lot of British guests on the show. We had Peter Asher, Billy J. Kramer, and we had David McCallum in here couple of weeks ago. He's Scottish.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that's it.
He doesn't count.
Okay. here's a name.
And I think we had David Niven on the show.
Did we have David Niven? Was he in blackface from Blackula?
We will return to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Paul, what else can you tell me about Jeff Emmerich?
That's about what I've got.
Yeah.
I think he was a kind of a low-profile guy.
Yeah.
And did his work and did it extremely well.
Yeah, but important
to their
success.
Absolutely.
Norman Gimbel, Gilbert. Does this mean anything to you, this name?
I bet Norman's Corner was based on...
Really?
Yeah.
On the life of Norman Gimbel.
Yes.
I didn't realize that. Norman Gimbel was born in Brooklyn. He's a lyricist. He was a lyricist. We just lost him. He wrote with our friend Charlie Fox. He wrote... Frank Lesser was a mentor of his.
Charlie Fox... said he won't come on the show if I sing one of his songs.
Well, guess who wrote the lyrics with Charlie to Ready to Take a Chance Again? This gentleman.
Ah!
Norman Gimbel.
Okay. Charlie, if you're out there, and I'm ready to take a chance again.
We'll never get him.
Ready to put my love on the line with you. You're living with nothing to show for it. You get what you get when you go for it.
Beautiful.
Well, if he wasn't dead already.
That's it. That is the clincher. He also wrote Canadian Sunset. He wrote Sway. You know the Dino song?
Oh, how does that
when the music starts.
Oh, okay.
Swaying with me.
Yes.
Oh, sway
yes,
with
yes,
me.
Frank,
yes.
Is Frank singing now too?
Yeah, I'm not saying. I can barely carry a tune, but I'm just trying to give Gilbert the idea.
I think that was like one of those songs we even may have been considering for the theme song of this show.
Did we consider Sway?
Yeah, because
to get that. I think our friend Bobby Rydell covered that song, too. He also wrote the lyrics for Killing Me Softly with his song.
And probably one of my top five songs.
Which is about what? Roberta Flack.
Killing Me Softly is about, what's his name? Starry, Starry Night.
Yeah, it's very good. It's about Don McLean.
Don McLean, yes.
Yes, it's a song about Don McLean.
You know, a couple of days ago was the 50th anniversary of the day the music died, actually.
I believe it was yesterday.
Well, yesterday.
Or the day before yesterday. Yeah. He also wrote the lyrics for The Girl from Ipanema.
That's what I was going to say.
What's her name? Gilberto. Gilberto.
Astrud Gilberto.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
That's right. That's on my top five songs.
We haven't had too many lyricists on this show. Paul Williams is a lyricist and also a songwriter, but we haven't had too many. I think we need to pursue a couple.
Rupert Holmes,
certainly.
Yeah.
He also wrote I Got a Name, the Jim Croce song. And you'll love this, the theme songs for Wonder Woman.
Oh, Wonder Woman.
You're a wonder. Also the Laverne and Shirley theme.
Oh, yes.
Which we put up on the main episode this Monday because we lost Penny Marshall.
Yes.
And I thought that would be a two-for-one to honor Norman as well. And the Happy Days theme.
And let's not forget, we also lost Julie Andrews.
Oh, stop it.
It brings a tear to my eye every time you mention it.
But Charlie Fox, who was a friend of our friend Norman Steinberg, who refuses to do this show unless Gilbert stops singing.
So he will never do this show.
We should also give Charlie. Charlie co-wrote those songs, the Laverne and Shirley theme and the Happy Days theme. He also wrote the Love American Style theme, but not with Norman. A real talent.
Yes.
And last but not least, you know where I'm going with this, Paul.
And Charlie, if you're out there...
Who have we not done? Oh, I know where you're going.
We're the king and queen of hearts. Hold me when the music starts. That's from Zach.
Oh, poor Charlie. I hope we get him. We'll keep trying. What does one say about this artist? I had the honor, the special honor of working with her once, which I will never forget, on the TV Land Awards. And I have to thank my friends Michael Levitt and Dave Boone, by the way, for making that happen. Singer, musician, songwriter, civil rights activist, the great Aretha Franklin.
Queen of soul.
And the queen of soul. Gilbert, you were on a roast or two with the queen of soul.
Yes, I remember also I did a Saturday Night Live where she was the musical
guest. Did you interact with the Queen of Soul?
I don't think so, but I remember...
She wanted nothing to do with you.
I remember at one of the roasts, it opened, she sang a song, and then Jeff Ross came up and said, I thought the fat lady's supposed to sing at the end of the show.
And I was at that roast, and she famously leaned over the dais and gave him the finger.
Yep.
I have a good anecdote here from 1967. She was struggling to record I Never Loved a Man the Way That I Love You, and it just was not coming together. This is an Atlantic. And finally, as she would tell the story later, something wasn't clicking, and someone said, Aretha, why don't you sit down and play? She took a seat at the piano and quickly cut the smoldering track that would become her first number one R&B hit right there.
Amazing. Learn piano by ear.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Some people, you can't shut them down. You can't stop them.
Well, her mother was a piano player. Her father was a minister. And she went on these, I mean, she got into show business very early. She went on these caravan tours around the South with her father. And I think she got her first record contract. She was very young. I think she was a teenager. She moved to New York at 18 and she signed with Columbia. And it didn't really kick in big time. Although the Columbia songs are very interesting, the real turning point came when she signed with Atlantic.
Yeah.
And Jerry Wexler came into her life, and the rest is showbiz history. And who gave her the name Queen of Soul? Do you know?
Oh,
no.
A radio host named Purvis Spann.
That doesn't sound like a Jew.
But Rock Steady and Daydreaming and Think and Until You Come Back to Me and Spanish Harlem.
Here's a weird one.
Oh, so many hits.
She was the first female inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Rightly so, but
1987. That's late for no women in the Rock and Roll
Hall of
Fame.
I think it opened not...
not too much
many years before that. But she's been eulogized everywhere and much better than she's going to be here. But what a giant. What a giant talent. And I suspect we will not see the likes of her again. Those are the people that I wrote down. There were many, many other musicians, but in the interest of time.
We could just mention it. DJ Fontana, Elvis's drummer.
Yeah, go throw in the rest of the names.
Matt Guitar Murphy,
who's in the scene with her, who plays her husband in the Blues Brothers.
That's right. And who else did we have here? Yvonne Staples.
Yes.
Mavis Staples, the Staples singers. Mavis Staples became famous. Yvonne didn't want the fame. She wanted to be a backup singer.
Yeah, love the Staples singers.
Yeah. So a sad year for musicians.
Yes. Gilly, what do you got?
I guess that's it.
Are you going to take us out on Ready to Take a Chance again, or the Yiddish, or My Yiddish Mama in French?
Oh, yeah. You know what?
He will go home and learn French, just to say.
I say we go out on My Yiddish Mama in French.
Okay.
I can't believe that. That's amazing.
Frank will make it happen. Thank you, guys. Thank you for
another
episode.
And this has been Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions and Ray Bone's Funeral was earlier this morning.
I'm happy to say that jazz man, blues man, Paul Ray Bone is not one of the people who passed during 2018.
Julie Andrews and I were going to have a joint funeral.
Yeah.
Julie Andrews is alive and well.
Damn you, Gottfried!
You blew it up!
C'est de l'amour à l'état pur Prête pour ses enfants À
faire bien des sacrifices, veillant bon an, mal an, sur leur chagrin, sur leur caprice, aussi forte face au drame, mais très faible avec ses petits. Dans l'eau, les flammes, pour eux, elle jouerait sa vie. Ah, mon Dieu, qu'aurais-je fait de bien, dis-moi, sans la chaleur, sans la forte foi en moi, sans l'amour de ma Yiddish, ma. La Yiddish mama, gardienne de la tradition. La Yiddish mama, c'est le trésor de la maison. Dès notre premier cri, elle organise, elle décide. Au long de sa vie, elle nous couvre, mais nous guide aussi. Elle est la lumière qui lui, quand on se sent perdu, elle est la prière que l'on dit quand elle n'est plus. Moi je sais que jusqu'à la fin de mes jours, je garderai gravé en moi pour toujours tout l'amour de ma Yiddish mama. Yiddish mama, tendre force de la nature. La Yiddish mama, c'est de l'amour à l'état pur. Prête pour ses enfants à faire bien des sacrifices, veillant bon an, mal an, sur leur chagrin, sur leur caprice, aussi forte face au drame, mais très faible avec ses petits. Dans l'eau, les flammes, pour eux, elle jouerait sa vie. Fais de bien, dis-moi, sans la chaleur, sans la forte foi en moi, sans l'amour de ma Yiddish mama, mama. La Yiddish mama, gardienne de la tradition. Yiddish mama, c'est le trésor de la maison. Dès notre premier cri, elle organise, elle décide. Tout au long de sa vie, elle nous couvre, mais nous guide aussi. Elle est la lumière qui lui, quand on se sent perdu. Elle est la prière que l'on dit quand elle n'est plus.
car je sais que jusqu'à la fin de mes jours, je garderai gravé en moi pour toujours tout l'amour de ma vie, je m'en amasse.